to Full Coverage, your favorite podcast.
It's Friday.
Yesterday
what if we, like, Thursday.
What if we asked Rebecca Black to like have a little snippet of the song in the beginning of our episodes?
I don't think we'll get that, but we can always ask.
Rebecca, I have a question.
Rebecca Black.
I'm like, Rebecca, can we have Friday?
She leaves you on red.
That would hurt. That would cut a little bit deeper than usual.
That would cut a little bit deep.
You guys, today's episode, I'm really excited.
Okay, this is a different type of episode for us. Manny was like, we should do conspiracies, and I completely agree with him.
I feel like we've like kind of been teetering on the idea of like doing a conspiracy in general, just kind of seeing one, talking about it, seeing what you guys think about it, seeing what we think about it, and we just have been kind of wanting to do this. So we found a conspiracy that we're like, wait, let's like
this is cool.
Talk about Miss Avril.
I guess cool's not the word, but it's
interesting.
It's interesting, and it's like within our millennial time frame of interest, if you will.
Yeah, like it makes sense. So I'm like, okay, well, is this true? Is it not? Like, that's what conspiracy is, right? It's literally all about like, it's a theory, essentially. It's a theory about it's a what theory. Could be going on. But before we get into Miss Avril Lavigne's potential
peak and
unalive
pit of the week,
we need to do our peek and pet.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously, mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
It's time.
Okay, well, are we going to do yours first?
I'll do mine.
Ooh, I actually wrote them down this time because I'm like prepared. I literally was like, I'm going to really be prepared this time.
Mine are always kind of on a whim. I feel like my peak would be, last time I filmed myself, I was going to Florida. So I went to Florida, and then we ended up driving up from Florida to Alabama because where we were at, I'm from like 3 hours away from there.
Yeah.
So we drove up and I got to see the fam a little bit. It was super good, super cute.
I love that.
It's always so nice to go back to Alabama and visit. However, my mom's not there. So that is like a total bummer, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But it's still nice to go back because I have some family there. Still, so it's good to see everyone and just remember the vibes. I always get asked a lot of the time, would you ever move back to Alabama? Like, people always ask me that.
Do they really?
All the time.
Who asks you that?
Audience
like in comments.
Members.
Got it.
In comments. I think people are just curious because I never really complain about LA. Like, I love LA.
Totally.
So people are always like, would you move back or would you leave LA? And leave LA maybe, but like move back there. My answer is no. And yeah. It's not no because I'm like think it's a bad place. It's just, dude, I spent like 25 years of my life there. And towards the end of it, I was trying to do this makeup thing. I was trying to be a social media person. I was trying to get out and like being there, like there were none of those opportunities for me. And it seemed like every time I tried to do something, there was a wall. And it was just like there was nothing there in Alabama to help me with that career.
100%.
So I was like clawing my way out. And I finally got out. And lo and behold,
and everyone's like, do you want to go back in? It's like, ask me like, do you want to go back into the closet and be straight again? Oh, I'm like, no.
No, I don't, you know, I don't. But now I feel like I have the best of both worlds because like, I enjoy my life here. I get to work on my career here. I'm always so inspired here. Like, LA is one of the most inspiring places
ever.
It's a
hustle and bustle.
It's a hustle
here,
and bustle.
Yeah, everyone's wanting to do something. Everyone wants, like, everyone has like career plans. Everyone's driven. And it gets you like hyped to be driven as well.
Yeah, it's like super, it's like motivating. But whenever I'm there, it's like I get to like enjoy the slower paced life. Mm-hmm. Those genuine conversations, the good eating.
Oh, whenever you fucking go to Alabama and I see your stories and you're eating like little crab claws, or you're eating like, or like you're drinking sweet tea every day, or like doing those things, I'm always like,
yep, it is so good. The best food ever. I'm like deprived here. So all I do is eat whenever I go back. And I like, yes. I enjoy my trip so much.
You eat
now.
Good.
I eat good, honey.
You'll like not eat 3 days before just to eat real
literally,
good.
I said in my vlog, I was like, when I go home, I'm going to have to detox my body because I just ate like fried boiled food.
For days straight.
Like the sodium levels, like I couldn't even get my rings off on the last day.
When you told me that, when the rings weren't coming off, I was like, that's when you know it's real, an overload.
That's when I did it. I did it
good. That's when you know your liver's like, and your kidneys are like,
dust.
They're your like, stomach's hurting, like your kidneys are like, please, let us, water. Give us water. You're literally SpongeBob I'm in SpongeBob. Sandy's fucking house.
That's dying. My organs, but I've recovered.
Yeah.
So worth it.
I love that. I love that you went and like that you had a lot of fun and going to Florida and like you had a great trip in Florida too.
Yeah.
I want to go to like the beaches of Florida and kind of see it.
You have to.
Because you were sending me like videos of like the water being so crystal, insane clear. Yeah. I was like, this is some like Bora Bora shit. Yeah. Some Hawaii shit.
Absolutely.
So I kind of like want to, I'm like, I'm going to go back with you.
Absolutely.
I'm going to the East Coast with you specifically.
I'll take him to Florida and maybe I'll drive him up to Alabama.
Yeah. I want to see it. I want to see like where you grew up and stuff, like the area. Just to see.
For sure. Okay. Your turn.
Oh, okay.
Your turn.
Fine. Okay. I'm going to give you my peak. My peak was I ended up going to New York. So I would say my peak would be going to New York. I actually did a collab with Dr. Mike.
So cool.
I haven't talked about it yet. Like, it's like not like public knowledge. So this is a fam exclusive. But me and Mike have actually been like talking to do a collab for like years. Cause people would tell us that like, we kind of like look like siblings.
Y'all do.
Or like we would look like some kind of related in some capacity.
I can see that.
Can you see it?
I can.
I feel like when I have like, we took a photo together. And it literally, I'm like, okay, we do definitely look like we could be
That's
like
siblings.
That's
whenever I was sold on it.
It's like the hair.
The hair.
The teeth. Mm-hmm. Like all of it. And so we did a collaboration. I glammed him
for
my channel.
How did it go? Well,
so great.
To see.
It was,
okay.
Honestly, he was like such a trooper. I was like really, really impressed. Because a lot of times when I'm doing like glam on like, especially like on straight men, a lot of the times they're like, they're doing the craziest faces. They hate it so much. And they're like, I hate the way this feels on my eyes. Or like, I feel like I can touch my like brows. And I'm like, you can. All those things you can do. Or
That's
like
so
putting
funny.
A lash on, they're always like, I can't see. And I'm
the
like,
lash is where trauma's at.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Because I do feel like after like wearing a full day of lashes.
The full day of lashes. Off, at the end of the day, it's like taking a bra off.
That's why I imagine. I've never, you know, worn a bra and taken a bra off like that. Right. Where I'm like, ugh.
Especially
my titties
a strapless
feel free.
Bra. Those are the real gates
is that
of hell.
Is that the one?
That's strapless? The one that'll
is
get
Is that the
you.
One that's like this across
yeah,
your tits?
Yeah, the one with wires in it too. Those are the ones that will break you. I'm wearing one
They will
right
break
now.
You like a freaking stallion.
Yes.
No. Yeah, so it ended up being really, really fun. I hung out with some friends there. Saw some people I wanted to see
Ooh.
While I was there. So I was really, really excited. I actually had a lot
I
of fun.
I saw you went to the Harry Potter thing.
Dude, I was honestly like,
I'm so jealous.
Shocked. I thought it was a pop-up this whole time. I thought they had like a cute little Harry Potter pop-up. It's a full-blown store.
Oh my God.
It's literally like, it's been there for like a year. And okay, honestly, shout out to the people at the Harry Potter store, like dead ass. Because when we go up there, we're like, okay, let's just go in. Like, let's just kind of see how it is. There was a queue. And then you had to like scan it to like wait.
Oh, wow.
And so I was like, okay, so we scanned it. We were 600th in line.
Oh.
I was like,
y'all.
There's 599 people ahead of us. I was like, there's no way. And so me and the people I was with, we like kind of go to the side and we're like, okay, like, what do we do? Like, that's like, we don't want to wait for that. That's like 2.5 hours away. They were saying. And I was like, no, 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 I don't want to wait. And so the people at the front of the line saw me and they recognized me and they were like, oh.
Manny.
And I was like,
Manny. Manny, did you get 600 people?
So then literally they were like, here. Like, they're like, you can just like come on in.
The front of the line.
Honest. And I felt like, I felt guilty.
You're the luckiest person.
I felt guilty.
In the world.
I was like, oh, dude, like, we're not waiting. But then I was like, you know what? There's some perks.
There's some perks.
I was like, for as hard as we work and the amount of things that we do, and like for as like hard it is to be recognized in public sometimes where it's like people are recording you without you knowing, like kind of weird things happening. Those are like some of the cool things that happen when you like do stuff like as an influencer, you know? So I was so grateful to them, and they were like, yeah, come on in like really quickly. And so, I mean, like the store was not even that packed, I'm assuming, because there's a capacity limit to it.
That makes sense.
So we went in, explored it. I was honestly really shocked, like all the memorabilia that was in there. Like the way it looks like Disney, like made it.
Wow.
It literally looks like kind of insane. Even like the, like, and, you know, that statue, the Gryffindor
they're
statue?
They're Universal.
Wait, what do you mean?
Harry Potter's Universal.
Yeah, exactly.
Too.
So imagine like the Universal, like how like it is in there.
Incredible.
Put into a store.
Wow.
That's literally what it is.
Money.
So it's like, it's money. It was freaking money. So it was really, really cool getting to experience that. It reminds me just like of Universal and like Florida.
Oh, wow.
How they you know how they have like the whole vibes there?
Yeah.
New York has it too, but it's like a full blown store.
I'm going to, next time I go to New York, I'm definitely going to check that out.
You should like go to the front of that and be like,
Manny, no.
listen, I didn't
this
in any way, shape, or
form. Walking up and down the line staring at people in their eyes.
I was literally not doing that.
I can see it now.
I was like this.
He's like this.
Hey, girly. Do you know who I am? No, absolutely not. So what happened was, like, we were just like standing on the side, and we were kind of like, okay, cool, what should we do instead? Because we were going to wait, because there's no actual line. It was you
like
scan in, and there's a queue, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, cool. Like, what should we do? And then they were like, psst, are you Manny? And I was like, I am.
You're like, maybe.
I am. That is me. And so we ended up going inside. And it was honestly super fun. I had a great time in New York in general.
It looked so cool on your story.
It was also like the weather
was. You were sending me. It was gorgeous.
I was like, the weather was great.
Oh, wow.
Like, everything was like just a perfect like weekend. Like,
that's
so
amazing.
I was like, kind of like pretty like, I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, this is kind of stunning.
I'm obsessed.
I was obsessed too. I was like, I'm on East Coast. But I also just realized too, like, I have not been to New York since pre-pandemic.
Me either.
So it literally had been like 2 years since I've been. So it was honestly like nice to go back to New York. Where
yeah,
I was like,
yeah,
oh,
I kind of miss it. I never thought I would miss New
Same.
York because I'm just not that girl. I'm not the survival New York type of girl.
Neither
like
am I.
New York puts a whooping on me every time I go.
Same.
But I need to go back. I'm talking to my manager now. We're trying to plan a trip.
I rode the subway for the first time.
For the first time?
For the first time ever.
I've
I went like
New York's,
down.
Ty makes me ride it every single time we go to New York.
I've never had been on it before because it was just like, I never just called for it. Like whether it was like there for events and they'll call you a car.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff happens. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'll just take the Ubers there because they have Uber.
Yeah.
But I finally was like, okay, I'm going to ride the train station this time.
Yeah.
And it honestly was like kind of sickening.
Oh, I love the subway.
Because the fact that literally it went like, just even getting to the train is longer than how fast the train ride is. It's
but
so
it's
fast.
So complicated, girl.
It was a maze.
It's a maze down
it
there.
Dead ass was a fucking maze. I felt like a little rat in a rat maze.
That's me. That I cannot figure that out. I always have to ride it with someone who knows what they're doing because there's just no way.
There's
in
no
hell.
Way.
There's no way.
But do you know what the gag was? It's like they were telling me that like a lot of the people like get pushed off the thing and they just get like killed. Like someone will like push a person
Why?
Out. I don't know, like to like literally kill them, and literally like the train will go boom, and like you're immediately you get killed.
So don't stand on the edge.
Don't stand on the edge. And there's like that's why they obviously have like the yellow like bar code
My
next
God.
To it. But like people have like many people
Honey,
have been like murdered.
That
from
just
that.
Went from 0 to 200.
Uh-huh. No, literally, I
Murdering
was like,
people.
Wait, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, like that happens often.
What?
So I was like, okay, well, I'm terrified, and now you make me not want to ever ride the train.
You're like, got
Thank
it.
You.
Got it.
Thank you. No, I was actually really, really shocked.
New fear
yes!
unlocked.
New fear unlocked. Also, I stayed at the Equinox Hotel, which was sickening.
Oh, yeah, your pictures looked
It was
so
fire.
Good.
It
your
was
room
fire.
Was the, like the biggest room ever for a New York a New- hotel
And it
room.
Honestly wasn't that expensive in comparison to what I've had to pay.
Yeah.
In New York for smaller rooms. So I was yeah. like, Equinox did a really, really good job. I stayed by like that, like octagon, like there's like this weird, like it looks like a honeycomb thing.
Uh huh.
It's like this building.
I feel like
it's
if
hard
I
to describe.
Saw it, I would.
You know
probably,
what? I'm literally gonna
like,
show you a photo right now.
Yeah, I would know what it is.
I'm literally gonna show
you
a photo right now, and we're gonna pop up a photo.
And that's where
it was right next to Equinox.
Got it.
So it literally looks like a large ass honeycomb.
Let me see. Oh my God, that looks like the back
zoom,
of a beetle.
Let me see. Let me put the. If you can even zoom in on that. It looks like a little honeycomb. So the gag is apparently like that was open. Like you go up it and like go all the way top, everything like that.
That's
but apparently
so cool.
people were jumping off.
Manny, why do all your stories end in death?
I know, I'm sorry. But like, that's why, and like, you can't go up there. You can't, it's closed. Like,
oh my God.
It's just now, like, you can just see it. But people weren't like allowed to go up and walk across it because they were just like this.
What in the hell is going on?
What's going on? Literally.
Wow.
I know you weren't expecting to hear that.
No. It took a turn again.
It took another turn. That's why I had to begin. I'm like, let me turn her around.
You're
one
like,
more
this
time.
Reminds me.
It reminds me of this other thing with unaliving.
Unaliving.
Give me your peak. Pit. Your pit.
Give
your
pit. You my pit.
Give me your piat.
Well, okay. I have two, and both of them have to do with my cat Boo. Manny. Manny. Whoa.
That's your problem, child.
That cat is putting a whooping on me.
No, still?
Okay, listen.
Give it to
First
me.
First of all, just washed everything because he pees on everything. He doesn't have kidney infections. Why are you taking him to the vet? That's everybody's first go-to. He has kidney infection. I'm like, no.
They have done truly everything I could even fathomly think about.
The vet to get him to is literally the so honest. The vet's like, listen. I even told the vet, I said, you did not neuter him.
No, we sure did.
So, because I was like, maybe I take him to get neutered? Like, I was losing my mind. And the vet was like, no, we did. But anyways, they were like, you just have other cats. And this cat specifically doesn't agree with that. And it doesn't sit well with him. And I'm like, well, that's too bad. I'm not getting rid of my other cats. He's the last one in, sucker.
Right.
And by the way, this cat was adopted. He was like found on the street. Mm-hmm. And I took him in. He's adopted. I got him as a kitten. And he pees on everything. So they're like, get more litter boxes we have. And I'm sure, like, that's helped. But, like, he still pees on everything.
Has the litter boxes helped, like, getting more helped?
Because he used to, like, would pee, like, in the middle of a chair, in the middle of the couch, like, a full pee.
It wasn't, like, a marking.
And that was showing, like, he was literally pissed at us for having the other cats. So I love my other babies. Really? Don't try it. You're not the only child here. I'm sorry.
I didn't know that like could be why, though, that he was being territorial, essentially.
So now he's just spraying, which, like I know that sounds crazy that I'm excited that the cat is literally, he's just spraying.
What's a spray? Is that like a quick little?
It's like a quick, and it's okay. Not, but before he was doing full pees, and I paid like $700 to get all my furniture professionally sanitized and cleaned, all of it. So. Yeah. It was really bad. He quit doing that. He's just spraying now. I spread blankets, wash the blankets. So now, like, he suddenly likes to sleep with us, and I love my children. So I'm like, sure, you can sleep with us. Mm-hmm. And apparently, last night, he likes to sleep, by the way, on my pillow by my head.
Okay, so it's right next to you.
So that's the only place that really works for him.
Okay, got it. And you sleep with Yoshi's in your bed, too?
Yes.
I think...
Peach sleeps Peach on my body normally, but she doesn't like Boo, so if he gets in the bed, she like walks off.
Okay, she's like, it's
either
me or him.
I don't really care
him.
Either. Uh-huh. I'm like just trying to sleep, people.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I don't care which cat it is.
Like, yeah, I'm like, these cats need to work out their issues. Like, I don't care. So he gets in the bed last night. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. He always gets in the bed at 1 o'clock, which is strange. And I'm telling you, like, I wear a sleeping mask and like the smell, I was like... It woke me up.
It shocked you.
The scent.
No, it didn't.
Yes. I was literally like.
Your eyes were closed like this and then like this.
Stinky. And I lifted it up and I looked over. I'm like, it's you. And he's just like purring, living his best life. He did not get sprayed by a skunk, but he definitely rolled around it. He found some skunk pee somewhere and decided to marinate in that.
Why did I think he peed on your head?
Oh.
My first thought was that he literally peed right next to you.
He's done it before. But when I tell you, I kept like smelling a chemically, almost like car oil, like yes. So strong.
Yes, like death.
Like, oh my God. And to tell you the truth, like no matter what, I even had my fan going where it was blowing the air towards Tyler's head. He just looked at me. I was making sure. I was like, maybe we'll just shoot it Ty's
way. Yeah, it'd be fine.
It didn't matter. Like, every time I breathed it in, I could smell the chemically smell, and I was just, like, awake all night because of stanky ass.
And yes. So, like, did you just, like, take him out of your room?
No, I left him there. Oh. I felt bad. And I dealt with it.
You're
all
like,
night.
You, so you just tussled with them.
I tussled with him. And now today, if it's not better, I'm going to have to give him a little bath or something.
Oh, 100%.
I might have to.
But at least he wasn't like sprayed. Like, remember when Peach got sprayed?
When Peach got sprayed, that was a different
that
experience.
Was trauma.
Because that was my trauma. And I still have trauma thinking about that.
Yeah, you like, can't even. Like,
I was upset. I was about to be crying. Uh-huh. The Pete cat was crying. I was trying to save my baby. My she house like, smelled like a skunk
yes.
For 2 weeks. Coffee grounds everywhere. Like, that was bad.
That is like,
that's like the worst thing ever. It was traumatic. So I know he didn't get sprayed because let me tell you, that is a different experience, but he rolled around in it for sure.
He frolicked in it.
I'm like, you idiot. Why would you do this?
He's like doing this on the ground like that.
And then he gets up and in my bed, he's like this.
That feels fucking good.
Yeah, right on this bitch's pillow. I'm gonna fuck her
up. She gonna smell me real quick. Dude,
That's my pit. Terrible.
That's your pit. I would feel the exact same pit. Are you not tired?
I'm tired.
I was going to say, I would be so
But I'm always tired.
Tired.
If it's past 3 o'clock, I'm tired.
You're tired.
I'm just kidding.
You're like, I'm in bed at 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
I remember when you're like, I'm going to bed at 8 p.m. It's 8 p.m.
I did one night. I text me and said, I'm going to bed at 8 p.m. And I'm like, looking forward to that. And I sure did. 8 p.m.
And you're like, I loved it.
Your granny was asleep at 8 p.m.
My pit.
Okay, guys, Manny has got a pit for us, but you're going to have to wait 1 second because we're going to take a quick break.
Be right back.
Be right back. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
We're back and we're ready to hear Manny's pit of the week.
Okay, so my pit also revolves around like New York-y, but coming back from New York.
Uh-oh.
So I had, so like there was like a really, really good a deal on like the JetBlue Mint. I like to fly JetBlue Mint
because
it's an easy, nice flight. But there was like a really, really great deal on it. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to book this because there was like a lot of seats available. And I'm like, yeah, no, that's great for comparison to what it usually is. So I'm like, I'm booking it. And so when I get on the plane, I'm like chilling on the plane. Or I'm relaxing. I woke up at 1 a.m. that day, by the way, and I didn't go back to bed. So I was already like kind of like cranky because my flight was at 9 a.m. And I had to leave like by like 6 a.m. So I was like,
the jet lag gotcha.
The jet lag got me. So I was already kind of like in a cranky, like not so great mood. You know what I mean? When you're kind of like, okay, like I haven't slept. Tired. I need to sleep on this plane. So I get there. I'm on the plane. The second I walk into the plane, there's like this woman right in front of me and like her husband's across.
Mm-hmm.
The second I walk in, she's like, is it not cold in here? And I'm like, oh, it's going to be like that.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be like that.
She's bringing the drama.
So she's already bringing the drama. She has like, and she's like this like older, very like prissy kind of energy. She has like big hair. Mm-hmm. She was giving me very like above thou energy. Cause I'm like, you're also like in mint. Like you're like living the fantasy. Like I get it. Uh-huh. She was like, is it not cold? Like for anyone else? And so I'm like sitting down and I'm like, in like my little hoodie. And she's like, is it not cold? And I was like, yeah, like it's, I guess it's like a little cold, but like, it's like not a big deal. We all have blankets, dude. Like,
everyone knows to bring a blanket.
It's like,
and if you're flying first class, then you know,
they will give you a blanket.
They hook you up.
They will fucking give you a blanket. So I was like, okay, like this lady is gonna, she's like already gonna get on my nerves. I can already tell
the vibes
because she's like loud as fuck. And it's not like it's like this like little like I just called her here. It's literally like, is it not cold?
Oh god.
And her husband's like, yeah, sweetie, it's so fucking cold in here. And I'm like, you fucking puss. It was just so annoying. So the guy, like, so throughout the flight, he gets up, is like talking to her. So literally, we just take off. He stands up. Is gonna like to get something, and like usually when you check off from a plane, they're like, sit your ass fucking down, you psychopath. We just took off. They literally, of course, go on the thing, they're like, everyone sit down immediately. Like, we just took off. Like, and he's like, and of course he has attitude, sits down.
Is it their first flight?
I'm like, are you guys like delusional? No, it's not. It's definitely not their first flight. It's definitely not their
first flight.
So he's been, he gets up like constantly throughout the flight, he gets up and he's like talking to his wife so loudly. I'm like, I feel like with planes, like, isn't there just kind of like a little like slight etiquette of like speaking like with your group? He literally is talking like with the depth of his voice.
Yeah.
Like, I can hear like so clearly their conversation, and I'm like, I have headphones on. So like, if I can hear what you're saying and I have headphones on, that's kind of,
it's too loud.
It's crazy. It's too loud.
It's plain etiquette.
So he's standing the entire time, right? He's like living with it. Like, they're like talking, whatever. And I'm like, okay, this is annoying, but whatever. We land. There's this older man, like a couple seats in front of them. Mm-hmm. And he has like, he has a cane, and he has like, his foot is inverted. So it's like, it doesn't stand like this. He stands like this. So it's like completely inverted. And so they had wheelchair him in and wheelchair him out, right? Mm-hmm. So he's like, or no, he's not in front. He's like maybe like 2-3 behind me. So I'm like, okay, like he obviously needs to like, you know, go on the wheelchair. And they had called for a wheelchair for him. So this older couple leaves. Tell me why the man that has been standing the entire time takes the wheelchair and like gets wheeled out with his wife, and like they're together, and like the old man that like was like is like standing waiting for like the wheelchair to come. I literally was like, and I'm not saying that the guy like probably didn't have an ailment, maybe he did, but like if you're like walking up and down back and forth standing the entire time talking with your wife being loud as fuck, but then the man that has the foot that's going inverted has to stand and wait for another person to come, and you took his thing, because the other day they literally said, oh, your wheelchair is right outside. And so as I'm walking out, they took his wheelchair.
Yeah, they took the other man's wheelchair.
They took the other man's wheelchair. So like the whole experience in general was just my pit, because it just pissed me off that I was like, not only were they like giving such like privileged, like annoying, like no social cues whatsoever, but the fact that they took his like wheelchair too.
I literally can't stand
it. Literally, I was like, yeah, I can't. Like, I literally, like, I couldn't even function with, I'm like, how do people even like function like this?
Dude.
So inconsiderate, so fucking annoying.
I see people like that all the time.
I do too, but like, being that she was right directly next to me and like the little cabin thing,
yeah.
I was just like, is this real life? Like, do you not have like any like self-awareness whatsoever?
Right.
Any kind of like, you know, social cues in some way.
Some people, it's just like their world and you're living in it. You know what I mean? It's like very that for them always.
I get the whole like being the main character of your life. I get it. But like when you're the main character and it like imposes on every single other bitch, calm the fuck down.
You could tell the vibes were like, you can so tell. Egotistical.
Oh, so egotistical, so crazy. I'm like, for them to like, just all of that, like in general, like from them being like crazy like that to taking the dude's wheelchair, and he's literally like standing outside with his cane.
Yeah.
And I'm literally like, I wanted to cry. Yeah. Like, I literally wanted to cry for him, because I literally was like, this poor man hasn't sit up one time the entire flight.
Right.
Hasn't stood up the entire time. And this other guy's walking back and forth. I'm not saying that he doesn't like need it.
Need the wheelchair.
But like.
Like, come on.
It was ridiculous.
If like, you're I was able just annoyed. To stand, then, you know. Elderly
for
man.
Hours?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah, that's wild.
And like, you took his chair. They literally said like it was for him. So that was my pick, because it literally just genuinely pissed me off.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I hope that like,
I'm sure other people
have dealt with that shit.
Or like noticed them and like noticed the vibe. Yeah, I'm sure
it could have been just me.
Yeah. Especially the flight attendants. I know the flight attendants probably deal with the craziest shit all the time. I cannot imagine.
Because you also just imagine like the people in like business class or first class, their energy, their vibes.
I see it all the time.
I do too. Mm-hmm. It's so above thou. It's so like, I'm better than you. I'm in first class. I'm in business. Da, da, da. And it's like this like just weird energy that they give off.
Right.
And they gave it. And it was exuding out of their fucking pores. So I was just like,
not the pores.
It was out of every single pore.
Manny's bringing the pores into this.
Yeah, I brought the pores in. Every single pore, every nook and cranny of their body was exuding. So I just like, honestly, I was just like in my pit, because it literally just genuinely like got on my nerve.
Oh, totally.
Like,
totally.
It was delusional.
And then you're trapped there with them for 4 hours.
Five. for five. I slept for literally like 4.5 of the hours.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
So
it
I was okay
better.
In that aspect. But every time I would wake up and like kind of like, you know, because it's like 4 hours of sleep on a plane is not real 4 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
It's literally like
the dazing in and out.
It was dazing. And every time I would see him standing with his wife right there. I would go to the bathroom and they'd always be like doing something. And I'm just like, with my like eyes like this big, because I'm so tired. I'm like, you're all annoying me.
Oh.
But yeah, so that was my pit.
Well, that is the pit, which now leads us into the actual conspiracy theory on Avril Lavigne. So what the theory is that essentially
She's been replaced.
Avril has passed away, and there is a lookalike that is now acting as her publicly. Like, that is the gist of the conspiracy.
That's essentially what it is that there's literally like someone else. Her name's Melissa, I believe.
Melissa Delevingne.
Uh-huh. Melissa Delevingne, who they had hired in the beginning of like Avril's career. She was like, oh my God, like fame's like way too intense, way too crazy. Yeah. Mind you, this is all alleged. This is literally a conspiracy for a reason.
Everything's alleged. Everything's a conspiracy.
Everything's a conspiracy.
Nothing is confirmed.
We don't have like, you know, facts because it's a conspiracy.
Yeah.
But we've done a bunch of research on this. Like, look at us with the fucking research.
Ooh.
Like, who do we think we are doing research? But no, it was basically like, so she, when fame hit her hard.
So
really,
in
really
2003,
quick.
She was doing a concert.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And at that concert, they announced her grandpa, who she was very close to, had passed away. She announced that happened. She did a tribute songs to him.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Then right at that time, I believe she was like 16 years old. She was 16 years old.
Super young.
So she's a kid.
Yeah, a child.
And she signs with her first record label, and her first record blows up.
6 million copies.
Like, yeah, I'm talking this shit explodes. Insane. Mm-hmm. So it's like overnight success. By the way, I don't know if you knew this. Avril Lavigne originally wanted to be a country music singer.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she went on to be a country music singer. And then whenever she signed with a record label, they were like, well, this is more the role for you. Uh-huh.
And they poured money into it. They poured like, what, $1.5 million into her?
Into her, you know, concert,
the look, everything.
Tour, the look, mm-hmm. everything, the
album.
They
like, were like, they like as like a little baby sprout, and they're like, we're going to grow you. We're going to pour money into you. And when the album sold so quickly, so, and like rapid success, overnight success, essentially, she was like, holy shit. So she was taken aback by the fact that it was so quick.
Yeah.
And she wasn't used to it. Like, especially like being a younger teen and her like late teens getting to her early 20s, like that's a really intense,
yeah.
shocking time when,
yeah.
you're not prepared for it.
Yeah. I mean, everybody wants fame until you get it and you realize it's like really crazy. There's like so many interviews I looked up and watched of her saying that like the worst part of the fame for her was doing the press. She really hated doing that, like TV show press. Mm-hmm. She liked singing and performing, but the press was the worst part. And she also said that there had been a lot of harassment that she was constantly dealing with the paparazzi, which was putting her under a lot of stress.
Mm-hmm.
So she also explained the press and the paparazzi alone is like killing her in this industry. Like she, and it was multiple interviews, she mentioned it, so it seemed to be something that she's pretty
serious
about.
It's like, that's what it is.
So her record label's idea is like, okay, well, we've invested a ton of money in this girl. She's blowing up like crazy. We need to keep this train moving. But she's not happy and able to perform due to all this. So let's hire a lookalike.
Let's hire a lookalike that can look and sound exactly like her.
So this is the part where I don't know, and I would really like to know, and I try to look and it doesn't really say anything. How confirmed is it that her record label actually hired this girl?
I don't know. And I think that's part of like the conspiracy.
That's like
of
the
it.
Main part of the story. Like if they really hired this girl, this story is like a go.
Oh, for
but
sure.
But like, I just want to know, like, and it's driving me crazy. How can we figure out, like, did a record label hire this girl? Like, what factual proof? If you guys know anything about that or where we can find sources, comment it down below.
Yep.
Also, Manny was going to say if you guys have other conspiracies.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you guys have any other conspiracies that you guys want us to cover, like, to talk about and, like, so we can deep dive and, like, look into them and see what the tea is, let us know. Comment down below because I think that conspiracies are like really interesting and I think they're really, really fascinating. And there's something about like these like theories that are out there that like people will find the proof of something. Like they're going to find something. Even like there was like talks about like how there's like this photo of Avril with like the name Melissa on her hand.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like things like that where it's like, oh, like they're tying these knots together
to make it make sense. So if you guys know of other conspiracies that you think would be of interest for us to talk about, be sure and comment them down below. We will do our research.
Mm-hmm. So basically, so the record label spent all this money. Again, all this is all alleged, duh. But they hired this girl, Melissa, and they're like, okay, we're going to make sure that you look exactly like her, essentially. Exactly. And we're going to teach you how to sound like her. We're going to teach you how to have her mannerisms. We're going to do all the exact same things that Avril will do. But the gag is when you see like the way Avril sounds before, like this hired alleged
girl,
you know, before, when you hear her talk and you hear her talk after like this time frame, it's so different.
Manny, it's so different.
I'm literally like, did you guys not train her how to talk like Avril?
I know.
Like the voice, even the octave, I'm like, Avril has like crazy. A really deep, low,
and you,
cool.
And you would really think that they would like do that because they hired this girl not to perform as Avril, but to only do the press.
Yes.
So this girl's job, allegedly, is to step in and do press where Avril is unhappy and unable to do it. So you would think that would be like the number
She's
one
She's essentially her lookalike, her like be alike, like just act like her, do what she would say, like. Everything like that you are is not going to be Avril Lavigne. Like you're getting paid.
I personally think that's super wrong. If you're a celebrity and can't handle it, I think that you just don't do the
don't
press.
Do it. Just don't do
and
press.
If the career tanks from there, you can do it. I mean, you shouldn't hire. I mean, because it kind of rips off for the people that love you and like want to see you and see your answers, and that it like rips off from them. But it's like, if you can't do it, now that's also an acceptable answer. Like, I can't mentally do it. That's
like,
fine.
I don't want to do it.
That's fine. But like having a lookalike. But so here's also a big question, the conspiracy. Did they hire this girl against Avril's will, or was Avril like, great idea, let's get this going?
Like, I would love
like
to have a lookalike.
That's a huge step we need to know.
I know. Right? And you know what the gag is too? It's like when we were looking into it, you don't find a lot of information about it.
Yeah.
Like it's hard to find and like go back and find a lot of the things with Melissa and with Avril. Like it's hard to find this like connection. And apparently it's like said that a lot of it has been scrubbed from the internet.
Yeah,
like it's hard to actually find.
They did say that they scrubbed a lot of it from the internet.
Like it's like really, really hard. And like that's like a big part of like the story is that like you can't really find a lot of things. Cause like back then, like in 2003, like time frame.
Oh yeah.
There's like no cell phones really.
Right.
Like you're not able to kind of get that kind of like internet is forever. Like on Google's forever kind of thing.
So more stuff was able to be hidden. Cause this is going on from like 2003 till now. And it really like started in 2003. Mm. But it would be like a big part of the story to know. One, was the Melissa girl ever really hired? And two, was Avril for it or was she against it? Was she friends with this girl? Did she help train this girl? You know, like that would be some pretty valuable information in this, but I couldn't find
it. We couldn't tell you. We couldn't find it. But that's what, you know, that's what makes it a conspiracy. Like it's because we
the
like
scrubbing of the internet too.
The scrubbing. The gag too. So like this obviously like the story takes like a dark turn, of course. And it goes into where Avril's obviously struggling mentally, having a lot of deep and dark depression going on, doesn't want to do press, obviously, and then with her grandpa passing away. So she, this is like the story, right, where she unalives herself, and that the record label's like, oh, absolutely not. Like, they find her.
Family found her.
Okay, her family finds her.
Allegedly, her family found her and reports privately that she's unalived herself. And then the record label's like, we put way too much money into her.
They're like, she just blew up. Like, there's just no, like, at the, like, skyrocket
the
of her career.
Of her career that this happened. This was the peak of her career that this went down.
Yeah, so they're like, oh, no. Like, why don't we train Melissa to be able to not only act like Avril and do those things, but like to sing like Avril and to perform like Avril.
To take over the whole Avril Lavigne legacy.
The whole like, the everything, like her like being like the little, it's like Avril's the queen and she's like the little princess, like taking over like Avril's essential kingdom. And so that's why like everyone's kind of saying like, or this conspiracy is basically saying that like Avril, real Avril was replaced with this like faux Avril of Melissa.
A long time ago.
And like that we've, the Avril that we know and have been experiencing for years is not
the real
actual
Avril
Lavigne.
Yeah, exactly. That's literally it.
That is such
a
gag.
That is a gag.
That is such a, okay, like obviously the antithesis of that, like the counter argument, you know, obviously for the counter argument of the conspiracy is literally like, you know, Avril found fame very young. Her voice changed as like she got older. Style changes. Like she found fame, what, 16,
all
17,
18? All those things are like normal.
Exactly.
Like all those things are normal. So here are some like specifics that they noticed. So they said that one, she's putting cryptic messages throughout her lyrics. Now they're talking about Melissa, not Avril, because Avril technically would be unalive. So they're saying in the song, Take Me Away, all it says there inside, all I do is hide. So she's saying like Avril like is hiding within her. So that's one of them.
That she's hiding as Avril. Like she's yeah. not. The thing is also imagine like if it's, you know, if this is true, she literally like dedicated her entire life. She became like a different human being.
Yeah.
Like she literally is no longer, she's only Avril.
Yeah. But also there was the song Slipped Away and it was supposed to be about her grandpa, mm-hmm. but fans who are in on the conspiracy mm-hmm. say it was Melissa writing about Avril being gone in the song Slipped Away. How crazy is that?
Got it.
I showed Tyler the pictures, which they're scrubbed from the blog post that I found.
Honey, it's the so side-by-side
screenshot pictures yep. are scrubbed. Mm-hmm. So we looked up on YouTube where it's harder to take someone else's video down where these videos are 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's how long this conspiracy has been going, by the way.
Right, forever.
So I showed Ty the pictures and he said either she's had a nose job or that's not the same girl. That was someone who is not exactly an avid Avril fan.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he had to say about that.
Just aesthetically looking at someone being like, oh, that's what that is.
So another thing that they notice, which has led people onto this conspiracy, is they have multiple interviews of Avril saying, I want to sell music, not sex. I want to sell music, yes, not yes, sex. Yes, like yes. sex sells. Yes. Avril's going in. The new Avril, I mean, it's sexy, sexy, sexy.
Yes, like showing skin, showing body, different sound to the music, more poppy vibes rather than it like being so like kind of rock and grunge.
Right.
Like that, like all changed. And like, even like the voice, like the isms changed as well.
The voice changed.
Well, again, the counter argument being like, oh, well, she's just getting older. She's liking different things. Totally makes like, sense too.
Look at Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
That's a different person.
That's a different human being and from like, Miley.
And think about it, Hannah Montana. Was 16 years old.
Exactly.
So like we're talking a grown woman now. Yeah. Like maybe whenever she was a young teen, she wasn't into like, necessarily looking sexy, but like right. as she grew into herself and was comfortable with herself.
Now it's nipples out.
It's nipples out. So, you know, just to kind of go both ways on this.
Yeah. So I think like for like me, when I'm like, even when I was kind of seeing the conspiracy, like when people talk about it, I'm like, Oh, that's a valid point. Cause like, I think for me, I tend to be a little bit more on the gullible side where like I fall for conspiracies a little bit easier. Laura's a little bit more like critical.
Yeah.
And so I'm the little one that's a little bit like, oh my God, Laura, she's not alive. And Laura's like, Manny.
I'm like, Manny. She's thriving.
Exactly. So it literally is just kind of like goes to show like what do you think? Like now that we've kind of presented the facts of like what we think, not even the facts, the conspiracy facts, I guess.
The conspiracy.
What do you think?
Okay, here's the thing. And the thing I'm having an issue with believing it.
Uh-huh.
Why, if Avril was still alive and none of this is true, uh-huh. why wouldn't she just say something?
Right.
Like in some way to prove it's her and be like, guys, or just be like, yeah, we hired this girl this many years ago, but like she doesn't work for me anymore. Like why wouldn't she like, because this is kind of blown up and this has also gone on for like a long time. Even more than 8 years. Like mm-hmm. this goes back to 2003. So why wouldn't she just speak up and squash it?
But it said that like even when like in some of the videos I was watching that she has been like, oh, like this is like that's false, like that, like that she did say
she did try to squash it,
but people were being like, well, if this is a crazy deep fake conspiracy,
yeah,
are you gonna ever admit that
Melissa?
It's true?
Exactly. Squashing it.
Exactly. Are you gonna admit the fact that
we have to take a break?
Great.
Ty done this to me three times.
He did the sign.
Like,
it's time to take a break. We'll be right back.
Sorry, Manny.
I love it.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor. You can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
We're back.
We're back. I forgot what I was saying.
I knew better than to stop your thought. I knew better because I knew this was going to happen.
You know how I am.
I'm so sorry. Hold on. You were saying that if Avril was speaking out that it's not true.
Then if it was such a deep, intense fake, mm-hmm. like if it was really like this thing where it's like so hush hush, so like deep, deep, deep within like the Hollywood fucking walls, mm-hmm. then like why would they ever admit that it was that it's all true or all fake.
Right.
They'd be like, oh no, like that's false. Like, of course that's not real.
And I guess she wouldn't want to admit maybe that she had a lookalike because that's not good for press.
Right, exactly.
If that is true.
Because then it's like, oh, so then were you just like faking it this entire time? Or all your concerts, are they all fake? Like, is it not Avril that we're actually watching? Is it like Melissa this entire time? So why, even if, you know, it's true and like Avril's been like, oh no, it's like, it's not real, it's just a conspiracy. But like, would they ever admit that it wasn't?
Probably not. So how will we ever get to the bottom of the conspiracy?
I don't know. That's why it's a conspiracy. How would we ever know?
Well, here is a little bit, they're gonna know. Here's a little more information if you guys want it.
Give us the tea.
The BMG record label, which is who she's with now, Melissa's mm-hmm. with, Avril's with, I don't know. They're gonna put out a new album, and Melissa or Avril, whichever it is, says she's reflecting over the past years and this album is going to be a rebirth, and people are conspiring. Is this a rebirth of Melissa exposing what's going on, or is this a continuation of Melissa turning herself into Avril or turning Avril into her? And the two hashtags used for this, if you guys want more info or to dig deeper, is mm-hmm. hashtag where's my Avril or hashtag not my Avril. Yep.
That is such, it honestly is such a gag to me. Like the whole thing is such a gag. And like, I know there is also like a Paul McCartney theory as well. Like that's okay. Like a thing.
Okay, yes.
I haven't deep dove into the Paul McCartney one. Not as like I haven't to Avril. So if but you guys like
similar.
This, it's similar. So if you guys like this, let us know. We can kind of do a deep dive into the Paul McCartney Beatles situation because it's very, very, very similar, but even like more context clues, even. Ooh. Like weird context clues, like even like the cover, but like Paul not having shoes on where everyone else has shoes on and he's like walking in the wrong direction, like weird little things.
Yeah.
Like that or like that for like the Paul McCartney situation. So if you guys are interested in that, like we can definitely deep dive into that too. But like, to me, it's fascinating because like for some, like let's say if it's all like literally just conspiracy, it's all fake. Like this is so like out of left field.
Right.
But like for people to find the connection so deeply and believe it so wholeheartedly mm-hmm. is so fascinating to me.
Dude, there's like a ton of YouTube videos dating so far back yeah. on this topic. So it's a pretty
and
big
articles
and articles, actual real publications on yes. this. So like it's a real conspiracy going around. This isn't something so I guess that's like my question, like if this has gotten so big and has gone on for so many years, you would think like there'd be like a moment where they tried to squash some
right,
of it
right.
like even if it was a lie, true or not true. But like you said, she has publicly
well, that's what it said, like that's what the article said, like that's what the article said, that's the YouTube video said that she had said something. I don't know where she said something.
Yeah, I couldn't find that.
So I'm like, but that's what the articles and the YouTube is saying. So I'm like, okay, well I can't find that,
right?
But then I'm like, okay, is that scrubbed?
And you guys Google if you want. There's a picture of Avril and she's like, it's like a super famous picture. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was used in one of her albums, one of her uh-huh. posters, but she's like this and her hand says Melissa on it. So there was a Melissa somewhere.
Like it was happening. Like, it was a Melissa.
There's
out there.
A Melissa out there that Avril knows about. And like the picture is not, it's infamous. Like
exactly. Like
everyone
if you
knows look
the
it
photo.
Up, you'll recognize the photo, which I never even recognized that the photo said Melissa. I guess I just bypassed it.
I didn't either. No,
it.
I didn't either. Until I like until kind of looking into the conspiracy and I was like, wait a damn fucking minute.
Shocking.
Like, could this be like a real thing?
Right.
You know, part of me like wants to be like, this is so bogus. There's no fucking way in
right.
hell.
Me too.
And that's like the bigger part of my brain does think that.
Yeah.
The bigger part of me is like, there's no way on this green earth that this is happening and like that they would ever hire a deep fake lookalike to impersonate Avril.
That's what I want to think. That's what I want to think.
But then like when you deep dive into it a little bit more and more and more and you find little things that I'm like,
Wait a damn minute.
If 2 plus 2 is 4. Like it's literally like, I'm like, part of me, like, am I in like the little portion
butterfly
of my brain?
Butterfly in the sky. Hi. That's us.
I ain't gonna die.
That's us right here.
Take a look. Like little planets like this. That's literally us right now. Kind of like being like, what's going on here? That is, I want to know. Like, I want to know so bad. If you guys have any more information, please comment down below. We'd love to hear your guys' theories and your opinions. What do you guys think? Do you guys think that this Avril is the real Avril? Or do you think it's Melissa?
Or do you think it's all malarkey?
Or do you think it's Balark?
Balark.
And it's just like literally delusion, but that's what kind of makes conspiracies like low-key kind of fun.
Well, guys, we're going to move on to one last segment in this episode called Trivia, where
Trivial
you know things get crazy.
Trivia.
So, Ty is pulling up the mic. Let me get the
Tyler's
whiteboards.
Tyler's getting up in here.
I'm getting the whiteboards.
Oh, Tyler's getting his voice right. He's getting it lubricated. He's taking this very seriously. Should we do like 5 questions?
We're doing 10 questions, sir.
Oh, I'm scared. Yay! Okay, let's
yeah.
do it. Okay, I'm excited.
So first of all, what is the punishment for losing or the prize for winning?
I like the prize for winning too.
Why can't we be positive on here?
We can do a positive one.
What's okay, wait.
$100? $100?
No, I have a funny one.
What?
Let's do if you lose, you have to post on IG story, Laura's the smartest girl in the world. And then I have to do the same
okay,
for you.
Okay, I literally
Isn't
love that.
Funny?
So now we're doing a lot. We're still doing
human
the loss.
I know.
Perfect. Let's do it.
Okay.
That's what we're going to do.
Is that not hilarious?
That's fucking perfect.
Are you going to wait till Friday to do it or are you going to do it now?
We should wait till Friday, right?
Let's definitely
wait
till Friday.
Go ahead and take the
we'll
picture
take it
now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it.
I'm gonna be like covering. If I lose, I'm gonna be like this. The smartest woman I know.
I'm gonna flex out on the couch. It's me.
Okay, it's perfect. Let's definitely do it on Friday.
Okay, right. Guys.
Okay.
In spirit of the conspiracy theories podcast, we're doing a conspiracy theory trivia.
No way.
Way.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I found one.
Oh my God. We're not going to know anything.
I mean, no, I think you guys will know this.
Okay.
Conspiracies.
So again, guys, remember these are conspiracies. I don't want anybody to get triggered by anything.
Right. Absolutely not.
Just a little disclaimer.
Little warnings.
Are we ready?
We're ready.
Yes.
All right. Question number one.
Okay.
Beware.
Beware.
There are streams of vapor behind airplanes known as contrails, are sometimes referred to as blank by conspiracy theorists. Is this going to be an A, a B, or a C?
Ooh, okay. Thank the Lord above.
We have a fighting chance.
I was like, not an entrail. What's that?
Contrails.
A contrail.
But they're sometimes referred to as blank, not a snail trail, Manny. It's a little different.
He's getting nasty.
All right. A, okay. Chemtrails. B, coattails. C, chemical air streams.
I think they're all stupid.
I do too.
Okay, but I'm just going to write down a letter.
I put C.
And you guys are both incorrect.
Are you fucking kidding me?
The answer is A, chemtrails. Have you guys never heard of this?
No.
Not in my literal life.
I'm fucking dead.
Not us literally getting both fucking wrong, dude.
We
literally like 2 out of 3.
That just made me laugh so hard.
Let me give you a little blurb with these. Some people think that the streams behind airplanes are chemicals being used to control the weather, but there's zero proof or evidence to this that chemicals are anything other than ordinary contrails, water vapor that freezes once it hits the cold air and upper atmosphere.
So who thinks that? This is a conspiracy.
This is a conspiracy, but like I think the conspiracy was like that they have mind control things.
Okay, now we're getting a little
conspiracy. Got it.
They're dropping chemicals.
Should we do a flat earth one next?
We definitely should, right?
All
right.
Like a flat earth. And Tyler, you're going to be part of that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, by the way, I'm going to get a camera on me eventually, guys.
Oh, yes.
It's going to be happening soon.
Guys, we're making shit happen.
Tyler Cam.
Shit.
Coming soon.
Cam coming soon. All right. Ready for question two?
We're ready.
Why do some observers believe that the Twin Towers were rigged with explosives and were blown up as part of the massive conspiracy on September 11, 2001? A, top-level Bush admin execs had emails about the building being rigged for demo 3 weeks before the attack. B, the building just mysteriously fell all at once in high-speed freefall. Or C, the controlled demolition explosions are easy to identify in high-speed video replay. This was a long one.
That is a long one, but I'm going to go and just go with A.
A.
Nope, there were no emails found. So the conspiracy theory is that it's the answer is B, by the way. The building just mysteriously fell all at once.
Okay, so I've seen that, but I thought it was like there was explosions almost like coming from the top, like from the bottom up or something like that.
Yeah.
That was the thing that like this was a huge conspiracy
like,
theory back in the
massive,
day.
Like, massive.
But I mean, it says in here it's a really long blurb. I'm not gonna read it, but it says that if you time it, the building falls in 15 to 22 seconds, so it disproves it falling all at once.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
All right, question number three. Let's see question if me and Manny can
Are we gonna get
right.
any right?
Manny, we
can we, have, can we get
us,
one?
If we get right. one.
Some people believe that the area beneath the Denver International Airport is home to what exactly? A nuclear bomb factory? The headquarters of the New World Order? Or a massive neo-Nazi group plotting to take over Colorado.
Okay,
no,
all of that sounds
crazy.
This
really?
Is a real conspiracy theory. I've heard of this one.
Okay, I'm just going to guess, obviously, completely guess on this one.
Me too.
Because I have no fucking idea. I put A.
I put
the
B.
The answer is B. Laura got one.
Got one. Lucky guess.
What was the answer again?
What was that?
The headquarters of the New World Order.
Headquarters of the New World Order.
You know what the New World Order is?
No, I don't really know what that is.
It's kind of like the Illuminati, but just about the government.
I did not even know what that was.
I didn't know that
Illuminati
either.
Is more like, kind of like, has like
celebrities,
devil worshiping.
Hollywood. Yeah.
The New World Order is like
Should we do an Illuminati one?
Yeah, I think so.
That's scary. If you guys like the conspiracy, we could totally do that.
I'm scared, man.
Right, I'm dead ass scared, too.
I'm trying to get fucking yacked.
You're going to get yacked. You're going to get yacked. I've never heard the term yacked.
Murdered.
I've never heard that, but I like that. Oh, Lord.
All right, question four. You guys are going to get this one because I've heard this one.
Oh, could you hear it?
Oh, I've heard
it.
This one. All right.
Them two arguing?
Gangsta rap was devised by corporate execs for what reason, according to some folks?
Gangster rap.
A, to help keep private prisons full. B, to increase sales of tasers. C, to boost the profit margins of drug cartels.
I'm
Are you guessing or do you know?
I don't know.
I'm putting A.
I'll put A.
Answer is A. That one makes the most sense.
That's the only one that makes actual sense to me.
I watched a documentary. I can't remember the name of it. It was really good on HBO, and it was just breaking down like the black community and a lot that.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
What was it called?
With the prisons, like they're specifically
really deep dove into.
Oh my gosh,
like,
I can't remember what it's called.
System and how that worked.
I saw the exact same one.
How horrible that was,
and how they suppress black and Latinos specifically.
Exactly. So I remember that for this answer.
Uh-huh.
Because I watched that documentary.
I saw that one too. That was a really, really intense one.
I remember the name of it.
Same.
All right, so Laura's winning 2-1 right now.
Yeah, stupid. All right,
next question. Question 5.
Questions.
They're stupid when you get them wrong, aren't they, Manny?
Yeah, they're dumb when I get them wrong.
Oh my God.
I thought you were a conspiracy theorist aficionado.
Tyler, are you crazy? With what time would I be?
You're always telling me these conspiracy theories that you believe in.
Tyler, read the next question. We have 10 to go through, please.
You're on 5. We're halfway done. All right. Why do some people believe that the NASA moon landing was faked?
I know that.
A.
What?
The top.
I don't know why, but I just know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then what's the answer?
What's the answer, Manny? Don't answer that. It's a trap.
All right, you ready?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you need me to read the question again?
No,
moon landing.
A, the top NASA admin in charge of the Apollo 11 mission admitted the whole thing was fake in a Hollywood movie set. B, the president made a verbal slip on live TV indicating the landings were staged. Or C, the American flag in the video is flapping in what is supposedly an airless lunar environment.
C.
You guys got it. He made you a moon. C? He gets an extra point.
Nerd. C as a crescent moon. I made the C a crescent moon. I feel like I deserve an extra point.
Do you see how they always plot against me winning? Do you see?
Okay, but that's like, because I do actually remember that. Like about like yeah, how it's like too. Supposed to be flapping in the wind, but it's like, baby, like there's no air.
Everybody knows that one.
Everyone knows that.
It right? says that it wasn't flapping, by the way, in the picture.
So is it one of the Mandela effect?
Well, that has been disproven because they showed that there was a like thing holding it up, like a barricade around it holding it up. So,
well, I also said the only time that it moved is when they were touching it. So. All right, 6. Okay. There's a rumor that all humans are essentially enslaved by reptilian overlords.
Where you're lying to me.
You've this never can't heard be real. This?
Manny, what if we are?
Where did this originate?
Like I know.
That's a great question. Tell me there's A, B, and C, right?
Yes.
Okay.
A, from a deleted scene from the original Matrix film. B, it's unclear, but everyone knows it's a fact. Or C, with a retired English soccer player.
What?
What's going on?
Mine's a shot in the dark.
I am as well. I'm just A-ing.
A-ing it. I'm A-ing it.
The answer is C.
Dang it!
Wait, what? What do you mean?
Yeah, with a retired English soccer player.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, it says in 1990, an English soccer player by David Icke visited a psychic, and the rest is a twisted history. He became a one-man conspiracy machine.
One man.
Spouting stories about reptilian beings that were controlling Earth and its inhabitants.
I'm tapping out on that one.
I'm going to go and tap out on that one as well. That I feel like
one.
that one's buffoonery.
But people link that one with like, they confuse that one with Illuminati too. Because
the Illuminati's over here like, you've never seen, we don't want to part
we don't claim that.
Yeah, they do. We don't claim because that. Because you guys have seen where the reptilian, like their eyes, the celebrities.
Yes.
That's what this is talking about.
Oh my Lord. Y'all better calm it down.
Y'all come get them.
Come get them.
Come get them right now. That's like, it just, I think it just gets into just foolery. Fallacy.
Foolery.
It gets, fallacy. Yeah, tomfoolery and fallacy.
People be believing this stuff.
Next question.
I'm all not right. one to judge.
In 2014, a 2014 study found that half the world's population had never heard of the Holocaust, one third of which who didn't believe it even happened. What was their explanation? A, the Holocaust was created as a political ploy to confuse and mislead people. B, President Truman invented the Holocaust as a pretext to the Manhattan Project, which had developed atomic weapons, or C, Hitler was a good guy. This is saying, why did they believe that it wasn't real?
Got it. I'm going to go ahead and guess on this one as well. I'm going to put A.
You guys got it. It is A.
It's A, right? Because I feel like that's like the one. I'm not surprised though. Like, I feel like a lot of people, like, if you don't, like, that's history. Like, if you're not taught that or like going into that, like, they're just like, oh, did that ever happen?
And then they think the government is what caused it. So.
I actually have a book to recommend. It's called Man, Ty, what's it called? Meaning of Man, Man Behind Meaning.
Something like that.
I read it,
And it's about a Holocaust survivor. I wanted to read a story. One of Ty's friends, Daniel Constein, you know, he recommended it to me, and I read it. And one, if you like take the time to read the book, there's no question if this happened. I didn't have any questions if it happened, but I'm just telling people, like, take the time to do your own research. And to like ever discredit a story like that's absolutely fucking wild.
It's crazy.
But it is just horrendous, like, to say the least. Like, wow. The story. And it's survived. I mean, he survived it, but it's just absolutely,
it's insane how people don't.
I mean, have you guys seen Schindler's List?
Schindler's List. I've heard of that.
That movie is Schindler's just like List? My bad.
Is Schindler's it old?
List. Yes, it's older.
I've never seen it, but I've heard of it.
It literally like made me cry.
I feel like I would remember if I've seen it then. So maybe I haven't, but I've definitely heard of it. I need to watch it.
Yeah, no, it's like wild.
Yeah.
Insane.
All right, let's finish up this. Number 8. Where did the belief that modern vaccines cause autism come from? A New York Times report citing many renowned scientists. B, a 1997 research study originally published in the prestigious medical journal Lancet. Or C, a well-respected Facebook page filled with many anecdotal links about vaccines and autism.
Wait, I didn't hear B.
A 1997 research study originally published in a prestigious medical journal, Lancet.
I don't know.
I'm guessing B.
Manny got it right. Is B.
Oh, we're tied.
B.
Wait, if we tie,
there's two more.
Okay, there's two more. Go tie.
All right, number 9. During the 2016 presidential election, what sparked a belief that a potential human trafficking ring operated out of a Washington, D.C. pizza restaurant? A, leaked message from the presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's email account. B, Rush Limbaugh's radio show. Or C, a white supremacist tweet?
A.
C.
Answer C. Yeah, you guys remember that one? You guys remember that one?
I do remember that one.
I remember. Yeah. I was remembering the emails.
But then that would make it more factual. This is an idiot.
Gotcha.
You gotta think.
Somebody went to this pizza place with a gun and like was shooting inside.
Well,
of
I'm
there.
Not saying what people didn't take the conspiracy seriously. I'm saying there's not a serious reason why it happened because it's not real.
Right.
Well, no, I'm just telling you facts. I'm not talking about what you're saying.
I thought you were saying
an extra point.
So. Laura's winning with one question left. Manny, all you can do is tie.
All I can do is tie it. But I'm
double or nothing on this one, Laura?
No. Why would I do that to myself?
Number 10. What was the proof that Nirvana's lead singer Kurt Cobain died as a result of murder, not suicide? A, the handwriting at the very end of his suicide note was different than the penmanship that appeared at the beginning of the letter. B, on a later album, his wife, Courtney Love, alluded to murdering her husband in a rather vague song lyric. Or C, a now missing audio tape caught the murder in the act. A, B, or C?
I'm saying A.
I'm saying A as well.
It's A.
Why'd you have to guess A, Laura?
Because the other two were ludicrous, but they were all ludicrous. Honestly, sometimes the more ludicrous answer.
It did say that his penmanship was different, but they said he was on
drugs.
But
why would he halfway write a suicide letter to begin with? Like, you know what I'm saying? So it makes it real that it was suicide if he halfway wrote a letter or something like that. You know what I mean?
Or like, but yeah, because he was starting it himself.
So that makes it almost more real that it was a suicide.
Right.
That's why I didn't pick that one.
Right. Well, you did pick it because you got it right.
Oh, that was A. Wait, you got that, it right. Was A? That was Guys, A. Guys, I didn't.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm not kidding. I didn't think that was A. Wow. I did not think that. I thought the A was another answer. My God.
So you got it right, Laura. You still got it right.
Manny has to say I'm the smartest person he knows.
Let me take a photo. Do I have to say it or have
you
to video
use
it?
You have to make me cute too.
A filter to make you cute too?
You can just put
That's
text.
Bargaining too much.
I'll let you put, if I get a filter, I'll let you just put text on the screen.
Okay, I'm gonna, like, it'll be a photo.
All right.
Okay, let me give you a filter. You deserve one. Let me give you, let me give you the filter that makes you Sid the Sloth.
What?
I'm kidding.
That's Sid the Sloth.
I'm kidding. Laura, I don't even have any, like, cutifying filters.
Only
on
full
here.
Fam's gonna know why you're posting.
Oh, because you don't use filters.
No, because I don't use filters ever.
Yeah, fucking right.
I'm gonna go like this, like, shocked, like a shock face, like, Yeah.
Let me see.
I'm gonna add text over it. What do you think?
That's great. That looks great.
I'm saving it for Friday.
Don't
to be
forget.
Laura is the smartest person I know.
Oh my god,
oh
I love it.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
I'm smartest kidding. Person.
Guys, yeah, thank you so much for Woo! Watching this episode of Full Coverage. We hope you guys enjoyed the conspiracy themed.
Yeah, let us know what you guys thought. Oh my god, technically the whole thing was conspiracy themed. Because mm-hmm. we did conspiracy trivia and the Avril story.
Yep.
But let us know what you guys like. Do you guys like conspiracy theories? Let us know.
And
if you do, please comment some that you would like for us to kind of talk about and cover. Because we'll deep dive for you.
We will do the work for you, baby. Thank you for watching. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, and comment.
Oh my god, we're almost at 100,000 subs, by the way.
And we are very close to 100,000 subs reporting in now. So hopefully we'll get there soon. But we love you guys. See you next episode.
Love you, bye.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my god, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.